patient's last name is H-U, first name is X-I-A-O-H-O-N-G. Date of birth is September 21, 1968. Date of service is July 8, 2025. Referring physician is referring physician's E. Dot Lina L-I-N-A again L-I-N-A-N-P at Asian Health Services, Asian Health Services in Oakland. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, chief complaint, cerebral aneurysm. Next paragraph, history present known as stroke patients, a 56-year-old female, comma, with history of a cerebral aneurysm. A patient with history of cerebral aneurysm with the right posterior communicating artery aneurysm ruptured, comma, in November 17, 2024. First up, a patient had right MCA embolization with coils. There's also significant encephalomalacia and the right MCA distribution. A patient also had intraparenchymal and subarachnoid hemorrhage, come in the right hemisphere. Based on CT scan on November 22, 2024, first up, a patient has left hemiparesis, left hemibody numbness. Patient still have left-sided weakness. Her memory is not as good as previously. A patient also had a recent CT scan that's done, comma, on May 16, 2025. First up, the CT scan was done at Sutter Health. First up, it shows that there's no evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage. First up, there's embolization coil in the right MCA distribution with pronounced encephalomalacia. Patient denies any significant headaches. Patient still have a left hemiparesis. Neurological examination, mental examination. Patient is awake and alert. Patient follow commands appropriately. There's no significant aphasia symptoms. Next paragraph, cranial nerve examination. Patient has left facial numbness. Next paragraph, motor examination. Patient has mild left hemiparesis. The left arm strength is 4+ out of 5. The left leg strength is 4+ out of 5. But the right arm has full strength, 5 out of 5. Next paragraph. Diagnostic test and EEG study was performed today. It shows no evidence of epileptic form discharges. There's no seizure activities on this examination today. Mixture of impression number one, a history of a right posterior communicating artery aneurysm ruptured on November 17, 2024. Patient had the right MCA embolization coil surgery. The subsequent CT exam done on May 16, 2025 shows that there's no more acute hemorrhage. However, she does have right MCA distribution, significant encephalomalacia. There's no evidence of a subarachnoid hemorrhage based on the latest CT scan on May 16, 2025. On examination, patient does have the left hemiparesis and left facial and left arm and leg numbness symptoms. Next paragraph. The EEG examination today shows there's no seizure activity. So for sudden short recommendation, explain to the patient the above diagnosis. Next number, explain to the patient that she needs to get her blood pressure normal. First up, explain to the patient that high blood pressure can cause a cerebral aneurysm and rupture. First up, explain to the patient, talk to a primary care doctor, come out to make sure that her blood pressure is in a normal range. First up, explain to the patient that it is extremely important that her blood pressure needs to stay in normal range. First up, next number, a patient currently taking aspirin and Brilinta. A patient tells me that these medicines are causing her stomach upset. I recommend her to discontinue the aspirin and Brilinta. Next paragraph. Explain to patient common signs and symptoms for acute stroke symptoms are common, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Explain to the patient, go to the nearest emergency room immediately if she develop any of those signs and symptoms. Next step, I will follow up with the patient in a month. Explain to the patient, contact me if your symptoms worsening. This marks a gene of dictation. Next patient, last name is M-E-R-C-E-R. First name is T-E-R-M-E-L. Date of visit is July 8, 2025. Date of birth is May 3rd, 1981. Chief complaint mental status changes. Next birth history present known as patient, a history of mental status changes. On March 12, 2025, a patient was hospitalized. A patient had a brain MRI that was done on April 3, 2025. It shows a small 67 millimeter focus of increased signal with restricted diffusion with the peripheral rim enhancement and lesion in the right thalamus. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, patient denies any headaches. Denies any nausea, vomiting. Patient denies any confusion, disorientation. Next paragraph, a patient had a repeat MRI done on June 14, 2025. It shows near complete resolution of the restricted diffusion associated with the right thalamus lesion. EEG examination was performed today. It is a negative study. There's no evidence of a brain wave slowing. But there's no background slowing. There's no seizure activity. A brain MRI was done on June 14, 2025. It shows a near complete resolution of the restricted diffusion associated with the T1, T2 hyperintensity in the right thalamus lesion. But there's no evidence of intracranial blood products. There's no abnormal intracranial enhancement. Impression number one, a history of brain lesions. The brain lesions show near complete resolution of the restricted diffusion associated with T1, T2 hyperintense right thalamus lesion. Based on the brain MRI, June 14, 2025. Currently there's no significant intracranial lesions. There's no abnormal intracranial enhancement. A patient is currently not confused. But there's no mental status changes. The EEG study is normal. But there's no seizure activities. A patient's current neurological examination is normal. Recommendation: explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next number. I have no first step. I'm sorry. I have no. I do not. I'm sorry. I do not recommend him against. I do not recommend against him to go back to landscaping duties. First up, I think patient is clear to go back to landscaping duties. So first up, I have no recommendation against that. So first up, I have no recommendation against him going back to the camp to the fire camp. So first up, his neurological examination is normal today. First up, his EEG study is normal today. First up, the brain MRI was normal on June 16, 2025. First up, I think the patient is clear to go back to his landscaping duties. First up, I have no recommendation against that. First up, next paragraph, this marks the end of dictation.